Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Introvert Advantage, How Quiet People Can Thrive in an Extrovert World, Marty Olson Laney offers a comprehensive guide tailored for introverts to navigate through a society where extroverted qualities are often more valued. Through her expertise as a psychotherapist and an introvert herself, Laney provides introspective insights, practical advice, and real-world examples on how introverts can leverage their inherent qualities to achieve personal and professional success. The book aims to debunk myths about introversion, clarify the biological differences between introverts and extroverts, and present strategies for introverts to maintain their energy, build fulfilling relationships, and excel in work environments designed for extroverts. It's a beacon of understanding and empowerment for quiet individuals in a loud world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding introversion. Introversion is often misunderstood as shyness or antisocial behavior, but The Introvert Advantage sheds light on the true nature of introversion. Marty Olson Laney explains it as a personality trait characterized by a preference for internal thought processes and a need for alone time to recharge, as opposed to extroverts who gain energy from external stimuli. The book dives deep into the neurological differences, showing how dopamine and acetylcholine affect learning and memory in introverts differently than in extroverts. This foundational knowledge helps introverts appreciate their own intrinsic qualities and understand that introversion is not a hurdle to overcome, but a trait to embrace and utilize. Secondly, thriving in social situations. One of the key challenges introverts face is thriving in social situations that seem to favor the extroverted. Laney provides strategic advice on how introverts can navigate these scenarios without feeling drained or inauthentic. She introduces concepts like the introvert cocoon, a method of creating a mental or physical safe space, even in crowded settings, and socializing in layers, which involves choosing social settings that align with one's level of comfort and interest. The book also offers tips on how to extend one's social battery and manage sensory overload, enabling introverts to present their best selves socially. Thirdly, creating fulfilling relationships. Relationship building can be particularly taxing for introverts who may struggle with small talk or feel overwhelmed in large groups. The Introvert Advantage tackles this by advising on how to form deeper connections based on quality over quantity. Laney suggests leveraging natural introvert strengths such as listening skills and a penchant for meaningful conversation. She also covers how to set healthy boundaries and communicate needs to partners and friends, ensuring relationships are fulfilling and supportive rather than draining. Fourthly, excelling in the workplace. The modern workplace often champions extroverted traits like assertiveness and sociability, posing a unique challenge for introverts. Laney outlines strategies for introverts to find their niche in the professional world, from selecting the right job to advocating for environments in which they can thrive. Key advice includes the importance of preparation, leveraging written communication, and seeking one-on-one interactions. Moreover, Laney elaborates on how introverts can navigate networking, leadership, and team collaboration by turning perceived liabilities into assets. Lastly, self-care and managing energy. The most crucial aspect for introverts, according to Laney, is effectively managing their energy. The book emphasizes the significance of understanding one's personal energy limits and offers techniques for replenishing energy after social interactions. Laney introduces the concept of downtime without guilt, advocating for scheduled periods of solitude to indulge in activities that recharge the introvert's batteries. This segment importantly highlights how mental health, productivity, and overall quality of life can improve through proper self-care tailored for introverted sensitivities. In conclusion, The Introvert Advantage is a must-read for introverts seeking to understand themselves better and navigate an extroverted world without compromising their natural inclinations. Marty Olson Laney's work is also invaluable for extroverts who wish to understand their introverted peers or loved ones. The strategies presented can benefit any introvert, from helping them thrive in social and professional settings to encouraging a healthier, more satisfied life through understanding and appreciating the introvert advantage. This book serves as a powerful reminder that being quiet in a loud world is not only okay, but can also be a profound strength. If you would like to support Marty Olson Laney PsyD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.